Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome aboard right now David Dusek, senior writer, course raider for Golf Week out at Bethpage, joins us now. Hey, David. Andrew and Mark with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Do well, David. Let's start. There's a lot of great storylines to get into with this match. First and foremost, let's talk about the calendar. Do you like the adjustment that the tour has made with the calendar? PGA often got buried in August. You know, NFL going on. Do you like the fact that now they've moved the PGA up to the to May?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. We get a really nice sort of rhythm to the season with the Players' Championship moving from May back to its old traditional time, which was March, is a big lead up for the Masters. And obviously we're down at Augusta in April, and we begin a once every 4 or 5 week major championship run, which makes it great. It's a more complete through, easy to follow sort of storyline until we finish up at the British Open in July, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs come. We're going to be down at Liberty National over there, right across the way from Manhattan in New Jersey in August, and then we're going to finish up the Tour Championship before the monster that is the NFL and college football really kicks in big time. The players like it, I can tell you, because it's much easier for them to schedule, and it gives them an opportunity to have a genuine off season through the fall and the early winter as well.
All right, when you look at this course, Bethpage Black, we know how long it is, right? And we know the players love it. With all the rain here in the last 4 or 5 days, David, how much longer is this course going to play here over the first couple of days till potentially it dries out? How big of an advantage do the long hitters have?
Oh, it's a tremendous advantage. Now, it's not quite like what we had on Monday and Tuesday, for example, when we had rain and the air was a lot heavier and the temperatures were cooler out here in Farmingdale. Then, for example, I know that players on the seventh hole, which ordinarily plays as a par five when you and I would be going out there, although for me it should be about a par 20, they're playing it as a par four for these guys, and players were hitting driver and then 3 woods and 5 woods into it, and nobody was reaching it because the ball just doesn't carry when the temperatures are in the 40s and it's raining and it's windy and all that. It's a big, long par, but when it plays long like it does now, it also plays wide. When the ball lands with a tee shot on a wet fairway, it tends to stop. So it is a little bit easier to hit the fairway, theoretically. The ball's not going to roll through and into the rough or into some of the fescue. But the big hitters, as they always do, have a tremendous advantage. And here, you have to drive the ball well. You have to drive the ball long, and it has to be straight.
David, if I was a player, I would definitely not be in the long hitter category, so maybe I'm just overly sensitive to this. But I get the idea of making golfers be accurate, to show off skill. But, like, just crushing it 400 yards is almost like the luck of genetics to a certain extent, not an actual, I mean, and it's a skill, but it comes from a place that's not completely, like it's almost like a gift. It almost seems unfair to make a course too long to the guys who aren't just naturally 6'4", 210, and look like Brooks Koepka.
Well, to some degree, I get that point, and a lot of people have that opinion that you know, we're putting too much of an emphasis on power and distance in the game of golf, and it's really taking away from the quote-unquote, the skill thing. But I would argue that if you're somebody who's swinging a golf club at 115 or 120 miles an hour, trying to hit a ball 320 yards in the air, the ability to time that and do that, it's a practiced move, just like every other skill. And somehow or another, it's thought to be more virtuous to have put in all the practice and become a person who can sink 10 and 15-foot putts with more consistency than somebody else than being able to synchronize that athletic move. And this is also the result of having better athletes, better training, better equipment coming into the game of golf. I mean, you've got people who could do, like you mentioned, Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, and while he's not super tall, Rory McIlroy is as fit as they come. And this is all the result of Tiger Woods bringing all this to the table in the early 2000s. When you get that, it's the natural sort of evolution of the game. And as far as the genetic stuff, you've seen too many basketball players like Giannis out there recently. I mean, like, this is just what you're going to get.
Yeah.
When freak athletes all of a sudden start coming to a sport, they change and evolve the game.
All right, David, let's start with big storyline number one. As I'm watching him from yesterday work on the practice range, how about Tiger Woods here? It was great to see what he did down in Augusta, put that green jacket back on once again and win his 15th major. I know people are going to root for him and cheer for him, and the crowds are going to be behind him, and he's kind of changed the way that he handles people, and he's kind of reinvented himself. I still have a hard time envisioning, after Tiger Woods goes through the decade-long drought between majors, of then Tiger winning back-to-back majors.
It's almost too much to hope for, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things where we got such an enormous lift in the sport. It was, you know, whoever wins the Masters, it's going to be on the front page of the morning papers, you know, on the Monday after the tournament. When Tiger wins, it's literally the biggest headline for two or three days around the world on everything. And to think that he would have an opportunity to potentially repeat. Now, he hasn't played competitive golf since Augusta, so he took a month off, which is debatable. We'll see how that strategy ends up playing out for him. It's all going to be up to the driver. If he is wayward off the tee and can't find the short grass, he will struggle. He's one of the best iron players, if not the best iron player right now in the game. That part of his game is back. But he can be crooked with the driver, and if you miss out here and put yourself in a bad position, you're going to be scrambling around to save pars. You're going to probably make some bogeys. The group is not that difficult. You players, all of them have told me, by championship standards, they're pretty flat. They're going to be running very, very smooth. Guys are going to make putts out here. But if Tiger Woods and other people miss fairways, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
David, if he doesn't play well, especially today in round one, is it rust or is it hangover from everything it took to get him to win the Masters again that he just can't kind of restart the engine, so to speak, for the very next major?
I think it would probably end up being rust or just a lack of execution, which sounds like a cop-out answer. But if you've won 14 majors, then I think you've figured out how to get over the hangover of the win. Now, that was a huge win, obviously, for him and for his team. But I have to believe at this point in his life, at age 43, he understands how to get his body recovered, to go through whatever rehab and stuff like that to make sure that his back is in the right way, that he physically is ready to compete. He knows all that stuff. So I don't think it will be a mental or a physical let up after Augusta.
You know, David, how about Koepka, who a lot of people are picking to win this PGA Championship out at Bethpage Black? He's almost robotic with the lack of emotion that you see from him on the course. I mean, he's got an unbelievable game. You know, he talks about that he doesn't feel pressure when he's on the course, which I have a hard time envisioning, but that's what he wants to tell you. What about Koepka going into, you know, people were critical about the weight loss down in Augusta. If he made a couple putts on that 17th and 18th, he might have put that green jacket on. He didn't, or at least forced a playoff with Tiger. He didn't.
Yep.
What about Koepka going into this PGA, and do you think he is that big of a favorite as everyone would lead you to believe?
Yeah, I think he's one of the guys we're definitely going to be watching out here. He's extremely focused. You know, he's been playing, I'd say, for the last 2 years with this chip on his shoulder because he's not got this, like, super, you know, outgoing personality. He's a really good guy, but he's just not somebody that's going to give you the big fist pumps and the histrionics after he, you know, hits a great shot. It's just not within his character. And if he tried to fake it, it would look ridiculous. So I think that he comes off as quiet. He's wondered until very recently. He's more of a favorite, more of a potential contender. He's a guy who's reached number one in the world. He's got every shot in the book. He obviously understands how to handle pressure. I think he's also very, very smart in terms of being able to pick out the shots, know when and how to be patient in a major championship. And that's a huge skill. A lot of guys feel like they all of a sudden have to pull off something that they're just not capable of pulling off because the heat of the moment overtakes them. And that doesn't happen to Koepka. He's willing to wait out everybody, and it's obviously worked for him. Three major championships, as you mentioned, been in contention and others. You know, he's a big game hunter. He's not somebody that seems week in and week out is going to be picking up, you know, the Meatloaf Mountain, you know, Country Club, you know, championship. He's going after the big stuff, and this is the big one, and I look for him to be in the mix.
David, whether it's, you know, love for Tiger or Phil or maybe some friendly hate for guys like Sergio, how real is the crowd effect this weekend at Bethpage?
You know, it's funny. The crowd, obviously, on Monday and Tuesday was really thin because the weather was just awful. It was just terrible. And so it didn't feel like there was a lot of buzz. Now, yesterday out here, it was a beautiful day at Bethpage. The sun finally came out. Today, we should be in pretty good shape. There's a little chill in the air, but it's not bad. I think that as the weekend goes, we get into the weekend as it goes on. If Tiger Woods starts to create momentum, there's going to be just so much more buzz out here. The players, a lot of them really like playing in front of big galleries like this. They like playing in front of fans that'll get out there. And the ones that get the positive vibes from the crowd, that people really cheer for, it feeds them. But there's only so many people going on. And when Tiger's out there, you know, probably half of the people that show up today at Bethpage State Park was following him. Rory McIlroy will get a huge following. Dustin Johnson traditionally gets a really good following. Ricky Fowler gets it wherever he goes. So that's five or six guys that are going to really get that. And the other ones, they're, it's going to be relatively quiet and pretty easy to go around. So I think that the fans can have a really positive effect on the weekend, but we're probably not going to feel it out here for a few days.
All right, we're chatting with David Dusek, senior writer at Golf Week, course raider as well. David, give me a top 11. Well, I'll put it to the top 10 player going into this PGA Championship that you do not like his chances to be in contention back nine Sunday at Bethpage. Who would that be?
You know, I don't know if he's certainly not top 10 anymore. I don't like Jordan Spieth's chances here at all. I mean, it's unbelievable how from since 2015 we had that dream season and really played well also in 2016 that Spieth has gone. At this point, I think he's played 12 or 13 times so far this year, and his best finish is a tie for 21st at the Masters, which to me is just unbelievable. I mean, the fall has really been pretty profound, and he keeps saying that it's not that big a deal. It's close. And when guys I hear say, like, you know, I'm close, that to me means we're searching. We're trying to figure things out. I have a huge belief in Jordan Spieth's talent and his mental tenacity, his willingness to put in the work, but we haven't seen any results. And right now I don't look for anything really this week. I think this is a tough matchup golf course-wise. I think it's just a big park, and I wonder if Jordan Spieth can move it off the tee far enough to be able to keep up with a lot of the players, you know, that we've been chatting about. I think that it's not a golf course that requires you to have played it a million times before. There's no trickery. You know, it's right there in front of you, as the guys like to say. But it doesn't match up really well right now for Jordan Spieth.
All right, I'm pulling for Ricky. You know, I'd love to see Fowler win one of these win one of these majors here. What about Fowler's game going into the next 4 days here, David?
I think he is a sneaky good pick out there. I mean, again, he's a top 10 guy. He's a player who won earlier this year at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. He's paired up today, and I'm going to be following him and Bubba Watson and Justin Rose when they go out in about 20 minutes. I think that he is, as I said, going to get a lot of cheers. He always does. He's a crowd favorite wherever he goes. He moves it really well off the tee. His putting is pretty good. There's really no his game, and I think that he is a sneaky good pick. If he can get off to a fast start, I saw him and chatted with him after the fourth round at the Masters last month. He was really disappointed, emotional about letting that championship get away because he lost it on Thursday. You know, he shot a big number, was not able to come back, even though he played fantastic golf Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He wasn't able to reel it in, and I think that he sees that as an opportunity to win something that let it get by. So I'm looking for actually big things from Ricky Fowler this week.
David, I remember in 2002 walking around of Bethpage, just following guys around and being exhausted. And I know guys are talking about it again this year. But is the physical toll that this course takes on you, is it enough that you actually disqualify guys that you think can't win because of what it takes just to get around 4 days of Bethpage?
You mean aside from John Daly needing a card?
Aside from John, yes.
I don't think it's as much that. I think it's in a major championship, it's much more mental fatigue and bad decision-making that maybe comes from just frying out, from having to concentrate. It's going to be a slow round. I would anticipate it's going to take guys at least, say, 5 hours, maybe even more, depending on exactly how the golf course is playing. I mean, we're only getting the very first groups out here right now. I think there's probably about 10 or 15 guys who started. It's usually much more the mental wear and tear than it is the physical. These guys play golf on big golf courses all the time. Major championships are contested on golf courses that are 73, 74, 7,500 yards now. So that's the norm. Is this course hilly? Yeah, in some parts, but not crazy. But I think it's much more going to be a guy has a brain fart than anything else that leads to the big numbers rather than they're really tired out after 2 or 3 days.
Well, David, we certainly appreciate the time this morning. Two quickies before I let you go. Number one, who are you picking? Yep. Who do you like to win the tournament?
Dustin Johnson. I can't see any reason why, based on what he does well and what this golf course demands, I don't see any reason why Dustin Johnson cannot and should not win this tournament.
All right. Give our listeners a long shot. A guy that is flying under the radar that you think could finish in the top 15, top 20, maybe, you know, make a little bit of run, some noise over the course of the weekend. Is there a player you think who's not getting a lot of pub, whose game you think fits this course?
Nobody's talking about Paul Casey right now. And while, again, if you're looking for somebody that's, you know, a genuine long shot, he wouldn't qualify because he's ranked, I think, number 12 or 13 in the world. But nobody's talking about him. He is top 10 in strokes gained tee to green, which is our sort of statistical measure of how good are you in a combination of driving and iron play. His weakness is putting. He's not an especially good putter. I think he ranks 141st in putting. But as I said before, Bethpage Black's greens are not difficult. And so it doesn't really require you to be a great putter like Augusta National does, or sometimes the U.S. Open does. So I think that what he does poorly, he might be able to fudge over if his ball striking is up to snuff, and I think it will be.
David Doucette, Golf Week. We know you got to run. You got a grouping to follow here in the next couple minutes. David, thanks for the time this morning. We certainly appreciate it. Enjoy everything out at Bethpage, all right?
Anytime, fellas. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.